Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Carla Akers and she is Public Health Program Coordinator. Good morning to you, Carla.
Good morning.
Carla, that means you do a lot of different things related to public health. And I know in the past we've talked a lot about tobacco prevention and you're probably still involved with that.
Yes, I do that because it all kind of ties together when you're talking about a chronic condition. Tobacco is one of the leading causes of oftentimes chronic conditions.
Okay, and mentioning chronic conditions, we're going to move right into a program that's called Better Choices, Better Health. And what's the purpose of this program? Why have this program, Better Choices, Better Health?
Well, it's to help individuals manage their own health. Oftentimes when we're diagnosed with something even as common as high blood pressure, we face some decisions of how to make lifestyle changes. And oftentimes it can just be overwhelming to know what to do.
And we can get advice from our physicians, which we hope we do, and maybe some specialists, maybe some friends, maybe go on the internet. And now, how do you put all of this together? And how do you pick out what's right for you?
That's a really good question, LaVon. There is a lot of information out there and a lot of ways to get that information. And sometimes I think that even makes it more complicated to try to sort through that and what will work in your life. The nice thing about Better Choices, Better Health classes is that there are other people in the class. We talk about things, and each week we do an action plan. We learn how to pick one thing that we want to make a change in our life about. We want it to be something we know we can accomplish in the next 5 days. We have people that will follow up with us within the class, so it's our own peers, just to see how we're doing. Nobody's pointing fingers, but to help keep you accountable. And once you've accomplished that one small thing, then you can begin to take another small thing, one step at a time, with support and a place to kind of be able to talk about it when you've maybe not done so well. Instead of beating yourself up, you get to listen to how other people problem solved when they didn't succeed, and you get to have a good time and rejoice with those when you all did succeed at what you tried to do for that week.
Yeah, and people in the class may have different challenges. They're not all one high blood pressure or diabetes or whatever. So in a way, I think that makes it more interesting, actually.
Yes, there's a difference between a chronic disease and just like say a cold or an appendix attack. You know, the chronic condition or disease is something that you're going to live with for the rest of your life. And how do you manage that? And so it can be something which is as common, I'm not going to say as simple because none of these are simple, but as common as high blood pressure, it can be chronic pain because a lot of times pain is really intimidating and keeps us from doing the things in life we want to. It can be depression. It can be something as simple as being overwhelmed like I am these days.
And that's true. I mean, you almost get to a panic stage and, you know, it's not so bad if you can work that out in a few weeks. But if it's all the time, yeah, that is a chronic kind of thing happening because that's the definition of chronic, isn't it?
Yes, yeah, something that continues day after day after day. You may get a little relief from the symptoms, but the condition itself is not probably ever going to go away. So we're learning how to deal with the side effects and the outcomes of what that condition does to our body, how it slows us down, inhibits us from doing things that we've enjoyed doing, and just going on day to day to be able to deal with those things.
Dealing with the frustration. Putting myself in that kind of, and I can't, you know, unless you've been there, you can't truly put yourself in the place, but maybe you begin to have some empathy. I think I'd just be so frustrated, I wouldn't know what to do. So we could come to class and maybe find out how to take care of some of those frustrations. And when could we do that?
It begins on June 6th and runs for six weeks. We do have a break in there because of the 4th of July, but that is on Wednesdays from 1 to 3 at the Allen House. Now, one thing that I do want to say about this program is that it is an evidence-based program that was developed by Stanford University. So they know what works. We know the outcomes of what you should expect to succeed with through this class.
What about a fee?
There's no fee. It's free of charge. There's some books that we loan out during the session time that you can, it's real simple reading, and there's a lot of material in there that we won't necessarily go over. Some stretching exercises, some breathing techniques. Although we do go through breathing techniques and relaxation.
Well, that's a good way to help along with that frustration kind of thing. So, if people want to come to this, they probably need to let you know.
Yeah, we do have limited amount of space. And we also want to know that we're going to have some people at the program so we can go ahead and plan to hold it. And if they would call the Public Health Office or Cass County Home Care, and that number is 712-243-8006. And ask for Carla Akers or Melissa Stark, and we'll put your name down. And we just hope we get to see some smiling faces and some people that are really maybe excited about getting an opportunity to learn some lifestyle interventions.
Now, you've had a couple of these classes. What's the age range? You know, I think it's easy to think, oh, well, these just happen to you when you get old.
Yeah. We've had some that were 40 years old because the chronic conditions can happen at any age. Oftentimes the younger people though are working possibly, but there is no age limit. If you're dealing with a chronic condition, chronic disease, you're welcome.
Okay. And I'm guessing when you say some people are working that if there was enough request, would you consider having one of these at maybe an evening or sometime when, might work? Fit into people's work schedules?
Sure. The beauty of this program is that the state of Iowa has adopted this program as part of their community transformation grant, and the Cass County Public Health Department has obtained one of those grants. So we are working on a few things like workplace wellness and the Better Choices, Better Health, learning how to manage a chronic condition as part of this grant and part of what we want to accomplish over the next year. So we will be looking at holding some evening classes or even some workplace classes if there is an interest.
So you need to be sure to let people know. Now, Carla, you said this is Cass County Public Health. Do you know how that's listed in the phone book? You gave the phone number, and I'm thinking if you look up Cass County, well, first go to Cass County, or also if you go to home care. And if you can't find that, I'm thinking if you called the hospital, they could tell you.
Yes, the hospital would be able to direct you to our number. I know it's kind of confusing, but yeah, in the phone book, if you look under Cass County Home Care.
And again, it's 243-8006. But like I say, we say those, and if you're not where you can write it down, if you're like me, it just sort of flies out of your head. So I know that the hospital would be happy to give you that kind of information. Carla, do you know if these programs are going on in other counties, in other areas? I'm thinking because it is a part of the state of Iowa that maybe we have some listeners who would not be coming to Cass County.
There are definitely programs going on all over the state of Iowa. I can't tell you specifically, but I believe if you're a techie and you can go on the internet, you can look under Iowa Public Health, Department of Public Health, and there should be a division of aging that you could find this under. But that's a good, maybe would be a good assignment for me, is to go online and look that up. And if you have a question about other areas, give our office a call.
Yes, we just never know who's listening, and they might want to get this information. So, again, Carla, tell us, Better Choices, Better Health, when is the first class?
It will begin Wednesday, June 6th, 1 o'clock until 3 o'clock at the Allen House here in Atlantic.
Okay, and give Carla or Melissa Stark a call at Cass County Public Health, 8006, and get yourself registered. Until next time. First of all, I want to say thank you very much to Carl Akers. And then here's a thought. The true measure of a person is how you treat someone who can do you absolutely no good.